brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I was very moved by your words. As a young man, I'm sure that I started out on this odyssey before you were born. And I promise you that I will continue it until I'm dead, and that the last word on my lips will be Palestine. And after me will come my sons and my daughters until Palestine is free. I'm very happy indeed to be back in this hall. I have very fond memories of it. This is, I think, the third time I have spoken here. My comrade Lamis Jamal Deek is my normal host here in this hall, and I'm glad that she is with us this evening. And I'm glad also to be in the middle of a speaking tour of the United States, 15 speeches across many states and cities. Tomorrow I'm in Milwaukee, the next day in Chicago, on Friday I'm in Miami, and then in Dallas, and then Houston, and then Phoenix, Arizona. I hope they don't take me for a Mexican. And I'm doing all of that in support of the AMP, which, as I said earlier, is a simply outstanding organization whose work I wholeheartedly support. I just arrived at JFK Airport a few hours ago, and so for me it's 3:30 in the morning because I flew from London. So if there's a lack of dynamism in my presentation, I hope you will understand why. And every time that I arrive, and I'm now arriving on a weekly basis, I pick up from my Google alerts on the email, on my email account, the latest assault, ad hominem, lying assault by the pro-Israel lobby in this country, which seeks to paint me and seeks to paint you by extension as some kind of terrorist danger to the United States. So you'll forgive me if I have to go through this routine at every meeting, because for sure there's an FBI man in the room, and probably someone from one of the Zionist organizations also. In fact, if we're lucky, there'll be several. And so I have to go through this routine because I have to continue to enter this country, because I believe that fighting to change hearts and minds in this country, as I said earlier, is the most important thing that I can be doing with the talents that God gave me. First of all, I'm not here to preach any kind of harm against the United States of America. As some of you have heard me say before, I happen to be the, almost certainly the only great-grandson of a woman who emigrated from New York to Dundee in Scotland, where I was born. And if you've ever seen Dundee, and you've certainly seen New York, you'll realize what a peculiar decision that was. I have no idea, maybe she got on the wrong boat, but that's what she did. And if she didn't, I wouldn't be here. I have American blood in my veins. In any case, only a madman could hate the United States of America, could hate this immense, God-given, wonderful country with all its achievements and all that it can be. On the contrary, I'm here to agree with General Petraeus, which is not something I ever thought I'd find myself saying. But General Petraeus, in front of the Armed Services Committee, just a few weeks ago, said, and I'm quoting him, that the United States' unequal relationship with Israel has become a strategic liability to the United States. This is the first time that this L word has been used by such a prominent figure in United States life, such an important figure in front of such an important committee of Congress. And it's my belief, it's my honest belief, that General Petraeus is right, and that therefore it's in the interests of the United States that this relationship is changed, that some kind of balance enters into US policy in the Middle East, and that that's in the interests of the people of this country, whose relations with the rest of the world, whose interests and even security, for that's what General Petraeus was talking about, the security of the people of the United States and your country's legitimate interests are endangered and imperiled by the widespread perception based on fact that the United States is deeply complicit in a very grave crime. And I know a lot about that crime because for the last almost 25 years I have sat in the British Parliament where that crime was authored, where Mr. Balfour, the British Foreign Secretary, gave away a land which, even in imperial terms, Britain did not possess to a group of European settlers called the Zionists, none of whom were religious, by the way, even though they later claimed some biblical justification for their colonization. At root, they were a group of European atheist Jews who wanted to found a settler state, just like the other European settler states elsewhere in the world. So my country authored that tragedy, but your country is now deeply complicit in the crimes of that settler state. If we authored the Palestinian tragedy, the United States now funds and arms that tragedy. And that gives us a link over the Atlantic, gives us a special responsibility and duty, wajib, to try to do something about it. And so I come in peace to the United States of America on a weekly basis, armed only with my thoughts and my words about Palestine. But it's those thoughts and those words that are really frightening the Israel lobby here in this country. The latest one today, some Emerson figure who styles himself as a counter-terrorism expert, paints a picture of me that I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. But let me state unequivocally for the record, I hate terrorism. Terrorism, which is the political violence against innocent and defenseless and randomly selected people, is a sin in any religion, is a crime in any language. In my own constituency, on the 7th of July, 2005, I had to go into the underground station in London whilst the dead and maimed bodies were being carried to the surface as a result of an act of mass murder in London, which cost the lives of 55 people and maimed horrifically hundreds more, none of whom was personally responsible or guilty of any crime at all. Indeed, given that London was overwhelmingly against the war in Iraq and overwhelmingly sympathetic to our position on Palestine, it's very likely that a very substantial number of those killed and maimed were not only innocent of any wrongdoing, but were almost certainly supporters of our just cause. But what I will never accept from Mr. Emerson or any of these other dogs that bark as this caravan moves through the United States